Good morning. Get myself all sorted. I'll throw some things here. Hey, it's so good to be here this morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. And all your promises are yes and amen. Do we actually believe that? Yes. Yes. Let's believe that. Everything is a yes and amen, right? So I haven't been here in a while. I've actually been a couple of weeks ago, I got to speak at St. Luke's. I remember I've told you sometimes I go there on a Sunday morning. So that was really cool. And then last week, I was actually in Toowoomba, Australia. And I got to speak at a women's event bringing what I'm going to be sharing with you today. So I got to share with women in Australia, which was pretty exciting and a huge honor to be inspired. So that's where I've been. Oh, good, I'm still here and I'm back again. So it is an absolute joy to be in the house today. And pardon me now if I get a bit fired up because I'm a bit passionate about this. So I love the Bronwyn that's brought the nurturing and the nice, nice, and I know, nice, nice. But I'm going to put some firecrackers under you today. So, and I think that's why the church works so well together, doesn't it, Bronwyn? Yeah, we, and I have my nurturing moments, but hey, I never thought I would see myself as a warrior. And when I stand here today, I stood up in front of those women in Australia and I said to them, "I'm Zoe, I'm a solution, and I'm a prophetic warrior." That's how I introduce myself. And why do I do that? Because then it allows you to draw something from me. Then it allows you to come and say, "Zoe, can I have a word? Can I be encouraged?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, God has. I don't have the word, but I can encourage you today because He will release that." So why don't you, even in this moment, why don't you, you could turn to somebody. I know I do this often, but our mouths, and we're going to be learning about today, the words of our mouth are powerful. Could you say to somebody, "I am a solution"? Thank you, Scotty. You can put my slide up. So today, and as we stand on Mother's Day, and acknowledge the qualities of a mother, of what a mother is. It's more than a woman who raises children of her own. It is somebody, it is a quality who stands in the gap, who is full of joy, who listens, who's patient, who's kind, who nurtures, and then also who is pretty fierce. Nothing like a lioness, right? Nothing like a mama bear coming in the standing in the gap. And this is the part of the mothers we're going to be talking about today. And so I arose a mother. I'm going to be talking about the scripture and then putting a tool in your hands. So I've got three things today. I want to give you a gift, the best gift that I could give you. We're going to do some training. Hope you got your training shoes on. And then I'm going to release you to do the things that I'm putting in your hands today. So I hope that sounds good, and I hope you are ready for that. And so the gift I have for you today, as I was praying about today, the Lord just dropped this in my heart this morning, actually. And what I could see happening in heaven, just for a slight glimpse, were angels with arrows, with quivers of arrows, getting ready to hand them out to all of you this morning. There were angels upon angels upon angels ready, standing guard. And then He was having like a little meeting with everybody, and they were so excited. And even as we were singing this morning, I could feel the excitement building in my spirit, because I know, wow, these gifts are getting handed out to you all today. And so I have a gift, and the gift is two parts. One, the Lord is giving you arrows today. Arrows, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about that in a moment, right? And then the other gift that I have for you, and that's my little graphic over there explains it, the arrow, but then also an open door, an open heaven. God is inviting you to come into His space and release heaven here on earth. And so we're going to put a bit of a practical strategy around this. So the gift has been given, and Lord, now's the time to release it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God, for equipping us in this season. I'm a really practical person, and I want to tell you that these arrows are not like any arrows you've seen before. They're voice-activated ones. They move at the sound of your voice. That's because they're so powerful. And so I want to draw you to a scripture today. It's from Judges, And Judges starts, the book in the Bible, Judges, it starts with a time when people are in the promised land. The Israelites have come through into the promised land. But what do they have to do? They have to face some giants. The battle has only really begun. The battle has only, and they've got to take down some giants. And God gives them this instruction. And I can't break down the whole story for you today. But basically, you know, the Israelites are called to bring down the evil, to bring down what's going on in those lands and to overtake. Yet somehow, time and time and time again, they end up not doing that, but actually partnering with the people and worshiping their gods and becoming silent. But God brought a solution, right? He brought the judges. And I'm going to go to, today we're going to talk about Deborah. And Deborah 5 verse 7 says this. Next slide, Scotty. So this was her song. This was her war cry. And I encourage you to go and read the story about Deborah because she leads an army along with Barak, a man, and they go to see peace in the land. And it says, villages in Israel would not fight. They held back until I, Deborah, arose. Until I arose, a mother in Israel. And you know, Jenna and I have been doing some research this week. We don't know that Deborah actually was a mother of children, nothing that we can find. She arose a mother of Israel, a mother of a city, a mother of a nation to stand in the gap. And that's what God's called us to be today, to be the ones, to be the mother for our city, to ones to stand in the gap for him, right? So we know there's a lot of darkness out there at the moment. Yep. But yet, God has a solution. And I feel like we've gone through a great stage of learning how to awaken ourselves. But now he says, arise. Arise as a mother. Arise. And there is work to be done. We love Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for the light has come upon you. Great darkness has filled the land, but his glory is on us, right? And so isn't it great that even a tiny light in the darkness makes a huge difference? And so I want to tell you today that the weapons, the arrows that I've released to you that are voice activated are important because your world needs your voice. Your world doesn't need my voice because I don't know what's going on in your world, but your world needs your voice. And so we've learned lots about prayer, haven't we, the last few months, right? We've been learning about the Lord's Prayer and that's been awesome. We've been encouraged. You know, there's such biblical word there for us to let the kingdom be seen on earth, right? It says it in the word. And so I am a very practical person, like I said to you back in the beginning. And so I want to put some practical tools in your hands that literally changed my life. So I'm going to ask some people on the front. We're going to be learning about the prayer square. Can somebody say prayer square to your neighbor? I mean, have you ever been bored with your prayer life and never knowing what to pray in a situation? Going around in circles and just praying at random times? Well, today it's about to change. And I can tell you this because my life has changed. You guys can go. If you can hand out more than arrows, you're getting a booklet and you're getting the piece of paper ready to make your prayer square. So no excuses. You are equipped in many ways today. Amazing. You've all got one? Good. They're coming around. Thank you. That's great. Hey, who would like to read this scripture for me, this little quote on the front? First hand up, you get to do it. Come on. One in the hand in the back there. Can you want to read it for us? Cool.
It is not just the words I speak that carry power, it is my authority as a child of a king and the power of Jesus' blood that transforms circumstances. I have the authority to release heaven and earth, and I will attach faith to what I pray and decree.
So good, right? So good. And so it's not just the words, we've got the words, but it is what we partner with Jesus and the power of his blood. Thank you for reading that for us. So good. So you've got your little booklet in your hand. I'm going in the real teacher role today. And we're going to work through this and equip you guys. So let me show you what a prayer square looks like. Like a square with lots of writing on it. I'm sorry, there is a lot of writing on this. Yours doesn't have to look like mine. It can look really different, but this is what changed my life, a little square piece of paper, and it's so cool. And we're going to break it down today as we discuss it. So what would happen if you prayed for 20 minutes for 20 days? I think you'll see a monumental change in your life and this nation, and you would experience more healing and power. See, Jesus has given us the keys to heaven, and this profound template will be a catalyst for you to access our heaven-shifting authority. All right, so let's just think about what happens when we get into the prayer square, right? Yes! Great! Got the folding part done. We are going to go through a space where we get to pray for ourselves, our families, for the nation, and then for the church. And literally, 5 minutes for each thing. 5 minutes for myself, 5 minutes for our family and friends, 5 minutes for the nation, and 5 minutes for the church. And when we get to each part, we break it down a little bit. So when we get to the nation, we start with the nation, then we move down to your region, so Taranaki, might be the town, New Plymouth, and then your area. So we're breaking things down the same as with the church. We start with the church as a whole, breaking it down to the Church of Aotearoa and the Church of New Plymouth and our City Life Church. So there is a process, and let me tell you, it may look overwhelming, but it's way easier than it looks. Once we've done this, what we do is, for 20 minutes, you just get this thing out, and you just start reading it out, and that's how it starts. You put your little timer on, and you start praying. And how I see this is like a backwards and forwards motion. You're praying, and what we're doing, we are releasing those arrows. What is the word of God? It is arrows. We release them, and we pull down heaven. So, Zoe, is there biblical scripture for that? Yes, there is. Hold on a moment. Isaiah 49 says, "He has made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver." There it is. Right. We are the arrows. We are the arrows, and our voice is the arrows, these voice-activated arrows. So we know that the word is activated as we pray. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to break this down for you so you can see this a little bit more. But you'll see in the front of the little booklet, when you get to do this, there's some little pointers for you. We are actually going to be using our voice as we pray. So it's really good to have this down here. You know, the enemy's not scared of you writing this. He's afraid of you speaking it. You know, step one, you get it down. You can put it on this piece of paper and it can sit there. That's a great job. But when you put those arrows in your mouth and you start declaring the word of God, that's when the power is released. And so it is really simpler than it looks. I wanted to say to you, did you know that in 24 hours, it's on page 2, there are 72 20-minute slots in one day. In one day, we have 72 opportunities to pray. 20 minutes. That's powerful, right? I just sometimes are driving along and like, oh, one of my 72 opportunities just passed by. As you get better at this, and you know, and this becomes part of you. You can do this any place, any time. Like Adeline, in the morning when you go to work, you can pray. You can just stick your little timer on. Off you go in the car. That's what I do. Sometimes it's in that space. So let me tell you how this looks. Put some practical application around it. You can turn to the page that says, plan your prayer square. So what you do, you start off by planning it on a separate piece of paper. You open up the paper and you write yourself, your family, the nation, and the church, ko o, ko tō whānau, Aotearoa, tō hahi. You get ready. And then you start with yourself. Who prays for themselves every single day? A few of you do. That's good. There are many people who don't. And that's the place we need to start, right? We need to start praying and decreeing over ourselves. So this is what I'm going to say to you to do. You sit down and you say to Holy Spirit, what are the things that I need right now? What is it that I need to fulfill the things that you have for my life? Maybe it's just what are you actually needing right now? Maybe it could be you need energy. Maybe it could be that you need finances. Maybe it could be that you need more joy. I really want to encourage you. This is the power of the prayer square, is that we're not just praying a decree that somebody else has written or any kind of scripture. It is relevant right to your life right now. And just sit with him in that moment and allow him to drop things into your heart. You might think that's crazy. I don't need that. The first thing the Lord said to me was, Zoe, you need more joy. I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was pretty joyful. But all right, I need more joy. And so I found a scripture on more joy. And you know, those 20 days I prayed for more joy. When I was chatting to a friend, she said to me, Zoe, joy in the Bible is strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What are you praying? You're praying more strength on you. You're releasing more of it from God into your life. And so maybe it might look cryptic, the things he's asking you to pray. Just pray it. You don't know what he's doing in that season. And so when I go to pray for myself like that, and I've written down those things that I need, so joy or I need structure, then it's as simple as pulling out your phone or your computer, and you just type in scriptures about joy. Or I actually prefer to just go to the YouVersion and type joy in, and it just brings up the scriptures with joy. Read through them, find the one that, oh, that feels like, yeah, that's my one. And write that down, okay? So when you're planning it out, don't write the whole scripture out. You could just put like 1 John 3:16, okay? And later, when you get to transfer it to your prayer square, which is where? My prayer square. That's when you get to write the whole thing out, okay? That's when you get to write the whole thing out on here. So you have a diagonal each and you start with writing down those things. So you do that any way you like. If you like to draw more pictures, more graphics, whatever way, doesn't have to be all like mine, but you know, some things I prayed for myself. You can steal this one because I have not copyrighted the Bible. It's all yours. And so feel free to use it. But something I pray for myself is, God, I need more creativity and ideas. Well, Exodus 31:3 is brilliant. It says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God and of understanding and in knowledge and all manner of workmanship. So workmanship is creativity. They were part of the temple and it's the creativity. So I pray that over myself. I say, I am filled with the Spirit of God and in all manner of workmanship. Do you see how we're praying prophetically? So we're not asking God. We are sending those arrows out and they're getting to work in our lives and we're releasing what heaven has for us, okay? Does that make sense? Right. Now, sometimes you won't always have a scripture for everything you want to pray for yourself. So maybe it might be a statement like, fill me with your fire, God. That's all right. You know, like pull that. I want, in this season, I want more fire. I want more of your Holy Spirit, God. So you can write statements as well. But let's try and bring the scripture. When we pray the word, that's the arrows. Because what happens? Psalm 103:20, angels get sent to work when we release them. So good, right? Let's move on to ko tō whānau, your family. Okay. This is where you're invited to pray for the people and the relationships in your life. Husbands, children, sisters, parents, brothers, nieces, work colleagues, anyone who Holy Spirit places on your heart. And I want you to think of that person So you might have like 5 or 6 people. And think of something they need in this season. Now, this could be the hardest area and the place that you feel the most burden, right? And actually, that's what's awakened the warrior spirit within me, right? My children, because we know that there's a war on the young, on this generation, right? And so I want to stand in the gap. And so instead of praying maybe just what that you think they might need, pray prophetically and pray the solution. So when you're thinking, I've put an example there. Say your daughter needs to read the Bible more. That's what you think they need. You could pray, full of heart with joy and love for the world. In that scripture, what joy overwhelms everyone who keeps the ways of God, those who seek him as their heart's passion. You could pray for passion and a love of the word to be released over them. Do you know my favorite thing to pray as well is to pray their prophetic, call out their gold. And so I will pray over my boys. I'll say, God, like Psalm 139 says, you know, that you have a plan and a purpose for them. So I will say, God, you've written books about Brett. You've written books about Ross. Can you get them out and read them over him today? God, can you call out all the things? You've called him to be a leader. You've gifted him with gifts. And so I use that time to pray prophetically over them. But all in your 5 minutes, okay? Don't be going past your 5 minutes. So you're doing your 5 minutes. You're doing your 5 minutes for yourself. You're pacing backwards. You're releasing those arrows. You're pacing. You're doing for the people that are important to your life. You're releasing those arrows, praying the word of God. Then it comes round to the nation. Okay, cool. So it's a privilege to pray for our nation. We want to think about leaders, government, marketplaces. Think about the things that move your heart. What injustices do you see? And what solutions does King Jesus have for our nation? You start with the burden, but then you pray the solution. And you filter down from the nation into our regions. Now, hey, this is not an exact formula. If you don't want to pray for the whole nation, and you just want to pray for Taranaki or New Plymouth right now, that's on your heart, do that. Okay, these are just outlines. If you just want to pray for the nation and the nations, do that. But here's a way to start praying. Look, it's important to pray for our nation. My favorite prayer at the moment, we've got two Christophers in leadership at the moment. Christ is in them. I'm praying, thank you, Jesus. Christ is in our two leaders at the moment. This is so exciting, God. Pull them into righteous ways, God. Bring our leadership into their place. You see, Esther saved a nation from genocide, and that is the call for us. The Deborahs, the Esthers, the Elijahs, all of us together to save a nation, right? And it starts with the words that come from our mouth. So my favorite prayer to pray over our nation is Zechariah 2:5, and it says, would you put a wall of fire around us and let your glory be in the midst of us? Pour your glory out. I pray that over my life. God, put your wall of fire around me and let your glory come in me. And my family, put your wall of fire around us and let your glory be in us. Isn't that a powerful prayer, that's sending out the word of God? Like, instead of, God, I'm so scared, please do something in my country. Right? Let's release the solution. And my ultimate favorite, this is my ultimate favorite that God showed me. In our nation, we need healing, right? Well, guess what? Remember that door I told you about? That access into heaven, to release heaven here on earth? Well, what is in heaven that God has for us for healing of the nations? There's something that he's written in his word for us. The leaves, thank you, Jenna. The leaves for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. And it tells us that there are the leaves for the healing of the nations. And so what do? When I'm praying that prayer, I'm standing there, I've got my big trapdoor, and I'm pulling down, and I'm saying, leaves be released. Leaves of healing for the nation, go out. Because, look, we're not going to need leaves in heaven, are we? We're not going to need healing of the nations in heaven. When do we need the healing of the nations? Right now. And so we have an open door and a place where we can go into heaven. Have you ever thought about what's available in heaven for you to access right now in your situation? Cool thought, right? So much. Joy, love, peace. Arrows. So much available, and we get to take hold of it and release it here on earth. Do you know what changes when you do this? You can't be going around bad-mouthing the government because you've been praying for them in the morning. You can't be bad-mouthing leaders when you've been declaring Christ is in them in the morning. Right? So come on. This is how it goes. Right, lastly, the church. What is the Holy Spirit saying about his radiant bride, the church? What is the Holy Spirit saying to Tohahi, the church? And we filter down. Look, unity is what we want to see in the church. You know, that's a great prayer written in there, Psalm 133, praying for the unity, praying for the radiant bride, praying for the Esthers to arise, for the church to arise and awaken, right? There's so much. My prayer square, like I said in the beginning, is going to be very different to yours, because the things that you see in your life and in your family and in the nations is going to be so different. Let me tell you just quickly, we're going to have a testimony from Dylan in a moment because, you know, girl talk, we're going to get some guy talk as well because this is not just for the girls. I arose a mother. Yes, but that's us, a mother of the city, strong and courageous, right? I prayed. I have never really diligently prayed for my parents. And the part about the family and, you know, pray for your parents. I was like, oh, God, what do you want to do for my parents? And he said, I just felt financial blessings. And so I started praying, God, you know, your riches in heaven for them. Prayed that for 20 days. On about day 16, my mum called me. She had no idea I was praying. She said, guess what? She makes these bags, like fabric bags. A shop has just offered to sell my shops. I mean, sell my bags. Sell my, not her shops, her bags. A shop has just offered to sell my bags and has made a stand for her bags in their little shop. And somebody else has given her business to sew little doggy things. I don't know what they were. But little doggy things as well. Isn't that incredible? She had no idea I was praying for her. And I was like, in the 20 days, she came back to me and financial provision had come. Wasn't this miraculous falling down, but it was work happening in her life. And so I just wonder for a moment, what are those areas in your life that you are believing for? And I just wonder what could change as we start to declare the word of God for 20 minutes. Dylan, I'd love to invite you up. Sorry, you've been waiting so patiently. Dylan's going to give you a bit of a guy's perspective. He's had a go at the prayer square.
Yeah, I have. And I wrote some things down so I stick to the script and don't ramble on. Prayer square for blokes. We got any blokes out there this morning? It's not just for mums, all right? It's for us too. So, yeah, I found it a little bit hard to start with. Zoe came around to our house, and Jenna, you were there, and Alex. Where's Alex? Over there. And Zoe just talked us through what you've just heard this morning. And, what have I got here? Looked like they'd sussed it. Looks like they knew what they were doing. They had pretty pens and nice handwriting. And I'm sitting at the end of the table looking like when you're in an exam and you're, what's everyone else writing? Or what do I put down? So I kept mine very simple, very basic. And I started with the topics that you've seen that Zoe had. And something I wanted to pray for those people. And a verse to go with it. Now these prayers weren't big, long-winded prayers. They were, Holy Spirit, give me something for this person. Literally. The first thoughts were, put it on paper, no mucking around. Don't be too deep and meaningful. When a thought came for that person, boom, put it on paper, move on to the next one. Don't get too complicated or over the top. Just keep it simple, which works well for me. So I started the prayer square just as I had written in. And each day I would find something else to add to that prayer. And the prayers would grow. It would literally grow arms and legs, so to speak. So I finished the 20 days of prayer. I'd do it every morning before work. I'd get up early and find a quiet spot and I'd go through it. Now mine, I'd have to be honest, took me about 13 to 15 minutes to go through. but it was good. I finished the 20 days of prayer and I didn't think too much more about it until I caught up with a family member. And they were one of the people on my prayer square. My prayer for them, because I knew they were a busy person, my prayer for them was they would experience peace. Not the peace and quiet of a Sunday afternoon with a quiet cup of tea, listening to the birds chirping out on the front deck. but a peace that would come from heaven. Yeah. And I had 2 Thessalonians 3:16, where Paul said in his final greeting, "Now, may the Lord of peace himself be with you, peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all." That was my prayer for her, for this person. Sorry, I've lost my, I haven't got my glasses. I forgot my glasses. So I asked them how they're getting on, how you've been keeping, etc. This person replied to me, "I've been so busy, I haven't stopped. I literally have not stopped for a long time," were their words. "But I've had the most amazing peace in all that time." And I was at my front gate and I had goosebumps just go straight up me. And I said, "Praise God, I've been praying that exact thing for you." And so that was just a little snippet of, you know, what came out of this. Because up till then, you know, you pray for people and you pray for things in your life and you hear of things, you know, you see the manifestation in some ways, but this was different. It really was different. Yeah. And I think of those prayers and I liken them to a bomb going off, an explosion, a fire being lit. And I wonder about all the other prayers that I'd prayed on there. Like I'd prayed for the government, our Prime Minister. I'd prayed all sorts of prayers for lots of different people. The government, New Zealand, Taranaki, our churches, this church, my wife, my children, and other extended family members. And yeah, so it was really good. You've got to give it a go, blokes. But just one more thing. So this week, someone else who was on my prayer square, I met up with, and what came out of their mouth absolutely shocked me. Without going into too much detail about what I had for them on the prayer square, I met up with them for coffee, and they said, "We're waking up every day." Thank you, Jesus. Sorry. I'm passionate about this now, hey? It's awesome. We wake up and we say, "Jesus, what do you want us to do today? Who do we pray for? Who do we talk to about Jesus? Put people in our pathway." And these were people that they looked to me and they sort of showed that they were into some worldly things that just weren't going anywhere. And my prayer was that they'd find Jesus and find their passion in Christ. And it happened. It's happened.
All right. Okay, so if that is not ammunition enough for you to take a step out and arise, I want to encourage you, look, start somewhere. I love how Dylan says you don't have to have the whole thing filled out, but start somewhere. We've got 24 hours of prayer coming up. You know, maybe we'll have a prayer square session where we'll all get together and start praying and decreeing. Do you know what also is the mess feeling, Dylan? And I'm sure you had it. You know, when your friend said you prayed for them, you actually had prayed for them. You know, when you said, "I've been praying for you," you could say, how many times have somebody asked us to pray for them? And you're like, "Oh yeah, do it for like one day and then forget," you know, after that. But to actually say to somebody, "I've been praying for you," and you feel so good because you know you have been praying for them every single day for 20 days. And so when the end of the 20 days comes up, have a rest. Let those seeds rest. Let God do. Let him water them. You're planting them. Let them rest. So this is not like an everyday thing. You know, it might be an everyday thing for some of you, but 20 days, and if you skip a day, that's okay. Carry on, keep counting. I'm just going to end with this last, Scotty, I'll just put this last encouragement on. I want to encourage you with this. Like arrows released from your mouth are your prophetic decrees of his truth and his hope and his purpose. Release them. Bullseye.